This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm back in Minnesota for a couple days here. What a day yesterday was. We're going to have all kinds of, we're going to talk about that yesterday and today with the Robin Vosses, the Brad Raffensperger's, our great real president getting the Republican nominee. He's in. And of course, we knew that was coming. But so anyway, get ready. We'll be talking about all that. But first, I'm back in Minnesota. I want to tell you about the specials we have that support the station, support everything I'm doing, because you guys are taking care of my pillow employees and my store employees. This is employee-owned company, and we just keep getting attacked, canceled, lawsuits, you name it. But we're getting through because of all of you. So we're going to pass those savings on. I want to go to, if you use promo code L77 at mypillow.com or call 800-544-8939. You can also use it here. Let's do my store first. So if you go to mystore.com, everybody, go ahead and scroll down if you can. Okay, why don't you stop right there? Now I have, you see those socks? These socks, USA-made socks. I know the owners, and these are the best socks I have ever worn in my life, bar none. And these are one of the things, we call them drivers. I'm actually going to get the Made in America socks. These socks are the most comfortable socks you'll ever wear, and made in the USA. It's quite a story how they started out and everything. You can go most on the My Store platform. You can also watch their whole story and how they got started and why they're passionate about socks. But what a great, great, great product. This is men and women's and all different. You know, you got the short ones here, you got the bigger ones and all kinds of. If you go back then too, here's another product. If you go back to the front page there, well, there's the My Coffee. Now, the story behind the coffee, everybody, I try coffee everywhere in the country, hotels going all over the place the last 3 years. All of a sudden, the guy sent in this coffee. It was from a little microbrewery in Miami. And I said, where's this coffee from? Well, I went down there and tried it. That was about a year and a half ago. It was the best coffee I ever had in my life. I said, you know what? We're going to bring this in-house. In-house. So you have the My Coffee. There it is. The subscriptions. You get a subscription as low as $12.49. This is the best coffee ever. Once you try, everyone I'm on the road, they go, oh, I have your coffee. And I asked him, I said, is there any better coffee? No, there's not. I'm telling you, try it once and you will get, it's the best hot coffee you're ever, ever going to try. No aftertaste. They took this brewery, they get their beans to Honduras. They have their fields down there. They bring this in and they've just expanded now because of, I put our brand on it, but My Coffee. So if you go back, so that you guys got to try the coffee. The coffee is one of my favorite products of all time. Here you see on the right there, these apple cider vinegar gummies and ashwagandha gummies. These two are a friend of mine, 20 minutes from here. It's called a company called Aniva. These guys have done more for supplements and everything than anyone I've ever met. So I had to make our own My Store for My Store. So you guys get these. They're amazing. I take them all the time, and you're going to want them. Another one of my favorite products is Bleed Stop. This Bleed Stop, it's not on the front there, but it's in my hand. You could go ahead and hold the thing there. The Bleed Stop, you guys, you cut yourself. Every first aid kit, you should keep them, have them in the car, anywhere. You take this, you cut yourself, and you open it up, pour it on there, and it seals it. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. They use this stuff in surgeries and stuff. It's FDA cleared. I've been using this for about 3 years. About 3 or 4 years ago, I actually was part of the company, did a commercial for them on TV, and It was very successful. They got in all the box stores that I'm no longer in. But this product was so good, I kept it over at my store. And you guys got to have that. By the way, there's also for pets. There's another version at the My Store for pets, too. So if you have a pet, keep them around. Your pet gets cut or whatever. Whether anything from a horse to a dog, cat, doesn't matter. It works on that. Now, if you go back to that front page, there was a couple more products I want to quick tell you about for the My Store. We've got we got flags here, but go up a little higher. Okay, there you see on the right there, go up a little bit higher, On the right there, the bottom right, the Jim Hansel framed prints. You guys, that's a friend of mine. He is a legally blind painter. And I'll tell you what, you guys have been, by buying his paint, he can't paint anymore now as of this year. I graduated high school with him. He's been a lifelong friend. He was legally blind way back in high school. He's got hundreds and hundreds of paintings. And then you look and go, wow, he's legally blind. Well, now his eyes finally, just this past year, he's not able to paint anymore. But if you look at his story, he used to paint one little square at a time with these big magnifying glasses. And I think we have his story on there, but you guys check that out. You got his there you go, right there. There's Jimmy. I mean, you can go on there. One thing with mystore.com, you guys can learn all about these entrepreneurs. These are USA entrepreneurs and their product. I built mystore.com to protect these entrepreneurs. They were just like me back in the day. They would go, you go up on Amazon, your products get copied by China, and you're fighting them there with AdWords or Zuckerberg's Facebook, or you get your product out and you do shows and stuff, and all of a sudden you go into Walmart and there's your product copied. They made it in China and shipped it into Walmart. So here's a safe platform we put them. You guys bring the eyes there and the people there and support these great entrepreneurs. So use promo code L77. You can call, go ahead and call the MyPillow hotline there and tell them you want a MyStore product. And you can also use L77 at MyPillow.com. Maybe we can go there really quick. I got to tell you a few new specials that just came in before we go to the... but why don't you scroll down? When you get to my store, everybody, or my pillow, go down until you see the radio. There it is right there. That's me there, the radio podcast specials. I want you guys to get the best special. Click on that, everybody, when you get there. There you see, right now, it's right here. This is the first one you're going to see. This is the My Pillow Premium. This is where My Pillow started. This is my first with the beautiful gusset, four loft levels. Remember, these years were, when I started out, $89. We got better and better in manufacturing. The price, we kept bringing them down. You guys bought 83 million MyPillow. These, though, we made them with the special Giza cotton covers now, the ticking. And these here, $24.77. They come in four loft levels. Anybody out there that have the premium, now's the time to get the MyPillow Premium with the Giza. The beautiful Giza and soft, same Giza cotton we make our sheets out of. So there you get. And the king size, you guys, is just, I believe, maybe go back a page there. Click back. Get king size, $29.77. You guys, this is the time to get all those on sale. They got all the blankets. We have the best blankets ever. They're all on sale. But there's the Giza Dream Sheets. You're never going to get them lower than $59.98 for the queen and $69.98 for the king. Those specials there, and then we have the percale ones on sale too. Go there, and by the way, the flannel sheets. This is the last of them that are on sale there. So do all your shopping there, you guys, for support my employees, so I can be out doing what I'm going to report next year. And that there's a promo code L77 at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-544-8939. I'm here. I can hear the phones ringing downstairs. The call center's right underneath me. The whole building is, they work on commission, and they're loving every call you're doing, and you're helping support them. And so I can be away from my pillow, and I can be away from my pillow, and I can be out there in the country doing what's happening tomorrow, everybody. So we're going to shift. I'm going to give you a report on everything we've been doing. We need your help. Go to lindellplan.com, everybody. LindellPlan.com. Everything I'm about to tell you, the stuff that manifested to these great things going on, we have supported, I have personally, for 3 years, put in probably upwards of $40 million into everything in this country. And I ran out of funds to do that. You've probably seen that in the news. But right now, we've got to get the rest of this to fruition. We're about 90, 95% there. The only thing we need now is your help. We need you to donate everything you can to secure our elections. One of the things you'll be helping out is tomorrow. The case we've all been waiting for, in case you haven't heard, the U.S. Supreme Court, we're bringing the case tomorrow night around 6 p.m. And this case, it started out, I don't have my notes, I'm going to do this all in memory. Way back in fall of 2022, I said, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go after every single state for a defective machine. It's kind of like a defective machine. You get them on this to get, or the ones that aren't certified. If you had cars that had recalls or whatever, if there was something wrong with them, we went after the machines a different way with an injunction. We started out with in Arizona, then I went to Alabama, but let's go back to Arizona. You need to have plaintiffs. So I went around, I go, well, here's Kerry Lake and here's Mark Fincham. They're both going to run for office or running. Let's see if they would be the plaintiffs. And they both said, yeah, absolutely. They jumped on. They were the plaintiffs then. Well, the court in Arizona threw it out for standing. They threw it out. They said, you don't have any standing. And they said the evidence was subjective. They kind of made a dual thing there. And so then, of course, time goes by, and then you have to appeal. So we appealed it to the Ninth Circuit, and they looked at it, and they affirmed the lower court's ruling, and they did. They went a step beyond. They hit the double. Not only they did it on standing, but they also said, hey, how dare your lawyers even ask something, even bring this before us? So they sanctioned the lawyers. Sanctioned the lawyers I had hired. Even I had hired Alan Dershowitz. I thought, you know what? Here you got a Democrat. You got a Democrat, but he knew how important this was, that our election platforms, that these machines, problems, not certified, parts made in China, all these things going on. So they sanctioned the lawyers. Well, so here's the thing. By them kicking this out on standing, everybody, it opens that door we've been waiting for, which is the gateway to the Supreme Court. We've been waiting. All the other cases I was trying to get to the Supreme Court, they'd always block it. They'd have something going on. I had the attorney generals on board, and Biden comes up and he goes, now, if you have 100 people in your company, you got to take a shot. So everybody, all the attorney generals, hey, we got to save the country. We got to stop this from happening. I get that. You know what? Maybe it wasn't meant to be back then, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. You know, and it's kind of like you go back 3 years. Maybe, you know, I definitely know if the election would have flipped back to Donald Trump back in 21, we would have lost our country forever. I truly believe that, because we know so much more now. We know that the Uniparty, deep state, globalists, and CCP is trying to take our country with these electronic voting machines, and with these computers and every other way they can cheat this country. Well, the government deemed our elections critical infrastructure. And I'm telling you, with what happened then, we were waiting and waiting and waiting. We got to get something to the Supreme Court. Remember, almost everything in this country comes up, it filters up, it seems like, to our group or our team. And we're like a hub of a wheel. We now have the Election Crime Bureau where everything gets reported. So we have all these things going on, and we're supporting, by the way, your donation will help support all these things, the most important things that are out there to secure our elections. It doesn't matter what's going on. As long as it's to help get our elections secure, that's where the money goes. Now, this case then, coming out of Arizona, we were able to bring it to the Supreme Court and add new evidence because they kicked it out on standing. You know, we have some of the best attorneys in history, Kurt Olson leading the charge. Kurt Olson has done more for this country as a lawyer than any lawyers in the history of the United States. I really believe that. You guys, he hasn't stopped fighting since day one. He's the guy that wrote the Texas, helped write the Texas-Pennsylvania case that they turned down back then. turned down on standing, I think it was, you know, but we didn't have what we have now. The last 3 months, new evidence that no one has seen in history or even heard about it. Okay. These new findings, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, when this gets filed with the Supreme Court, you're all going to be able to see it for the whole world to see. And now these 9 justices there, they're going to see that, you know, they're going to look at, they'll be at their house, oh man, we've got to save this country. We've got to, we got to look at this. And if they look at it, I really believe it'll be 9-0, voting 9-0. And you say, now, what will that mean? Well, that means what they're doing, it's called a certiorari. Now, as best as I can describe it, you're filed a certiorari, but that is to say that these lower courts made terrible rulings that they kick stuff out on standing. So you're doing that. And then, but then by adding this other evidence, it's kind of like, hey, look at this. You get to go, wow, not only did you have standing then, but now you should see this new stuff. It's over. We've got to protect our country. I've said it before, everybody, those 9 justices, I don't care if they're liberal, conservative, or compromised. We know we probably got all 3 on there, but they are. But, you know, that's just subjective, but I believe that's what it is. And it doesn't matter what you are of the 3. Remember, Democrat, conservative, or compromised. Okay. But this stuff is so common sense, it's going to come before them and so easy to understand. You're going to go, this is it. It should be over. And if they vote, it'll be 9-0. There is no other way to vote once you see this. You can't vote, well, I'm going to go over here because I'm a Democrat. I'm going to go here because I'm a conservative. I'm going to go here. You'll stand out like a sore thumb if you're just compromised. If you're just going to say no, that means maybe, what do you want, machines? Do you want computers? That's weird. Huh. And I don't know if you've seen this, because remember, government, you deemed our elections critical infrastructure. Right now, there's third world countries that don't even have, they have better systems than we have here in the United States. Nobody has it as bad as the United States in the world. I know that now. I've spent 16, 18 hours a day since November 4th of 2020. It's what I do every day. Plow into this. We've got to win. We have to win. We have to secure elections or it's over. We get one shot at this, everybody. One shot. Okay? And everyone said before, they said, oh, it's impossible. You're never going to get that. These judges, you know, judge is going to look at, and no judge, by the way, in the United States has looked at any of the evidence based on merit. So that all the evidence I had, all the cyber evidence and all this other evidence, not one judge in the United States has made a decision based on the merit of the evidence. Period. Now, tomorrow, how does this not go through? How does this not win? Well, we've been down this road before with many other things. One, I can circle back all the way to February 5th of 2021. If you all remember that, when I was attacked every single day from the day I left that White House trying to get that evidence to our great real president, get a thing signed, a release for Dennis Montgomery's evidence that worked for the CIA. Tried to get a release because it was under a government gag order. Well, I said, how else am I going to get the word out? I'm going to have to do a movie. We did the movie. We pulled it together. It was a miracle. 7 days. Put this movie together. We got it out there, and it was suppressed everywhere. The day before, remember, Smartmatic sued Fox News, so that started lawfare. So nobody, no media outlet's going to put it out there for y'all to see. The horrible fake news media that attacked media, from that day on, they didn't attack me for the next 17 days because they didn't want you to watch that movie. They didn't want to get the word out. Okay? And YouTube canceled it right out of the gate. Vimeo, Zuckerberg's Facebook, Twitter. Remember the old flags? False information. The movie I put out, Absolute Proof, they put contains nudity and porn. That's what Alan Duke did with the Facebook fact checkers. That's the cover he put over it. Disgusting, Alan Duke. Shame on you. Well, everybody, I'm telling you, but what happened back then? You, all of you spread the word. You spread the word and spread the word. And we paid. I took thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars and put into marketing to get it out there, to be getting emails blasts, and putting emails by going on people's emails and going on this and emailing people and texting people and telling people about this movie. 160 million people seen Absolute Proof in 3 days. If you haven't seen Absolute Proof, I guarantee almost everybody has in this country that was worried about our election platforms or what happened in the 2020 election. Now, what did they do after that? They went silent on me for 17 days. And that's why Lindell TV and Frank's Speech was built. I go, wow, if they don't attack me, I can't even get the word out by them attacking me. Well, here's where we're at on the Supreme Court thing tomorrow, everybody, the Supreme Court case that we're bringing. This is real. And by the way, what's the media talking about it right now? There's only two articles. If you Google Mike Lindell and hit news, I believe it's Raw Story or something, says, Mike Lindell lied again or whatever. He said he was going to hand deliver it from the steps of the Supreme Court on this Friday. Well, the lawyers told me, no, Mike, you're not going to do that. It's too dangerous. They could make it into something it's not. And besides, I haven't been back to D.C. since January 7th of 21. So there it is right there. Matiz's Supreme Court evidence. Mike Lindell promises new evidence in the Lake lawsuit, the most explosive evidence ever. Too dangerous. Mike Lindell cancels Supreme Court voting machine stunt. Now, look at that guy writes. We didn't cancel anything. It's getting filed a day early. It's getting filed a day early. Isn't that good news? It should be for the whole country. Then the media, right now, the media is not even really mocking, going like all the media, the CNN, all these other places that usually attack me, the Washington Post. They haven't called, they haven't wrote. My phone hasn't rang all day from these horrible reporters that are watching my show, the cowards of this country that watch and wait, you know, gee, we better not attack Mike now because it looks like he might really have something. Whoa, I've had something all along. Remember when I could take off the tinfoil hat to everybody when that judge ruled in Georgia? Yeah, and the judge ruled down in Georgia that, hey, you're not a conspiracy theorist if you question the machine. That was this fall. So here's what I'm telling you all. We can't count on the media to write one thing about this tomorrow. You're never going to see it on Fox News, Newsmax, Salem Media. Shame on all three of them. They should all be reporting. It's just the news, everybody. Mike Lindell, and they're putting the case that's going through. There's an open door. The case that with Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham as plaintiffs before the 2022 election. This isn't to overturn their elections where they were cheated in Arizona. This was before 2022. This is to get rid of the electronic voting machines. This is to get to paper ballots hand counted, which the Democrats want. The Republicans seem to love the machines. Your crooked Brad Raffensperger's and Robin Voss's, which we're going to talk about them and give you great updates in a little bit, everybody. Great news. We got them both in one day. In one day. We're on the offense in one day. Wait till you hear that. So what we need, everybody, is we need your help. What we're going to do, every dime you donate tonight, we need your help to the LindellPlan.com. Donate there. Go donate and donate until you can't donate anymore. We need the money right now because when this case is dropped tomorrow, filed with the Supreme Court, it'll be electronically. But once it's filed, the whole world can see it. So what we're going to do, what do we have to do then? We have to spread the evidence, the new evidence, so everybody in the world knows about it. Everybody, you've never heard this evidence before. You've never seen this before. You won't even believe it. It's the most explosive evidence ever. Ever. You're going to go, whoa, what are we going to do? Supreme Court, come on, protect our country. Come on, Supreme Court. So if you knew a justice or maybe you're his neighbor, maybe you're his one of their kids or grandchildren, you're going, hey, you know, could you please save our country and rule on this and accept this? And finally, someone look into these electronic voting machines and make a ruling to save our country. What you're going to see tomorrow is going to shock the world. Shock the world. Okay? Nothing can stop it tomorrow from being filed. They can't do it this time. They can't stop it this time, everybody. The only thing that can stop it is people being finding out about it and reading about it, because that's how they're going to try and stop it. They're just not going to talk about it, and it's going to be up to all of you. And I'm telling you, every dime you put in, that's how we're going to market it. We're going to buy email lists and blasts, and we're going to text market, and we're going to put banners. We're going to put everything we can do to put this out. We're going to keep doing it until everyone in this country and maybe around the world has seen this evidence. We need it to spread. We need to put out money to other influencers. I'm going to pay influencers here. I don't care if they're not going to do it on their own. Here, will you take this money so you can spread it to your social media? I don't care, whatever it takes. If I had any money left, I'd spend every dime. This is it. We're at the finish line, everybody. This is it. We've got to cross that line. And I need your help. LindellPlan.com. I made it shorter. It's actually the LindellOffenseFund.org. But LindellPlan.com is easy to everyone remember. This is what you need to do. You guys, we need your help right now. Whatever you can do, you can, even if it's $5, $1, $10, whatever you can do. If you don't have the money, because of this economy, the way things are going, and how horrible it is, you know what? Call someone that does have money. Say, here, go watch this. Go, you know, the Supreme Court's coming out tomorrow. We need to spread this everywhere. This is what the money needs to be spent on right now. This is the most important thing we've had in 3 years, period. This is the first thing that's gotten to these, to the nine, the Supreme Court justices. No longer will the news be able to say, there's no evidence. There's no, all the judges have ruled. There's no evidence to overturn the 2020 election. That's what they're going to tell you. This isn't about overturning any elections. This is about what you're going to see is about the computers that are indisputable, the most shocking evidence you'll ever see. You're going to, everyone in this country and around the world is going to go, wow, let's get this going and melt down these machines and turn them into prison bars. Speaking of prison bars, everybody, let's start with Brad Rassenberger. Let's shift gears now. All crooked Brad. Brad goes back to, Brad and I go back quite a ways, and we've never even met, everybody. But I go back to what I thought at the time was actually the best phone call and actually proof that the Georgia election down there was stolen. Or, someone had to look into it. And on the call that they let leak to the Washington Post, only part of it, then the whole thing got leaked. Once you listen to the call in its entirety, let me tell you what happened down there. So our great real president, Donald Trump, is on the phone with a bunch of lawyers and crooked Brad Rassenberger, the Republican Secretary of State of Georgia. They're all on this call, okay? And what our great real president had in his hand was this list of all the stuff that his lawyers had got or the other people had got from the Secretary of State's office of what they reported. So you got stuff on the list like 8,652 people that don't live in Georgia that voted. It's a list of all people that can't vote, basically. You got people here, 4,200 and some says they're deceased, whatever. All these different lists. Like I have for every state, that stuff that never made sense to me. When you have all these people, these non-residents that voted in all these states, I couldn't imagine 10,000 people getting together in Mississippi going, hey, let's go vote for Biden in Georgia. Who's with me? And we all run across the border and commit crimes. No, it's not realistic, everybody. People are genuinely good people. You can't get that many bad people on one area to go commit a crime. And then watch an army come over the border like the southern border here. You think people don't see them popping over the border? I mean, everybody would have known. You can't get that many all across our country. By the way, every county and every state in the 2020 election had people vote that didn't live in the state or the county. Every single one. Every single one. Like, well, how do you know that? Because I bought or got every voter roll in the country. Who registered, who voted, and then who was taken off the voter rolls. I did it all. Every single county and every single state, it was all the same. Never happened in other elections. not that magnitude. You didn't have in my county 2,000 people that voted that don't live in my county. Come on. And then we go canvass there and we go, says 9 people voted in this one bedroom house down on 5th and Main. We did this in my county. But that one person lives there, has all her life. 8 other people have said voted. 2 of them are dead, and the other 6 don't live in the county. 2 of them don't even live in the state. That's called canvassing, and you bring that. Anyway, our great real president has this list. And he's going, he's talking to Crooked Bragg, going, okay, you have this, this, and this. He said, I lost by 11,000. You say I lost by 11,000 some votes? Just find any 2 of these. Find some here. Means look into any one of this list. That's what he was saying. Look into it. He said, find some. He wasn't saying go do something illegal. This list came from Brad. You know, aren't you going to check out? It says 8,000 people here voted that don't live in the state. Aren't you going to look at this? You're a Republican Secretary of State in charge of the elections, you criminal. It's disgusting. So then our great real president says, say this to Crooked Brad. And Brad goes, those aren't the real numbers. Okay. And our real president goes, well, where'd these numbers come from? And one of our great real presidents said, lawyers said, sir, they came from Brad. They said this came from the Secretary of State's office. In other words, Brad had given him, this came right out of the secretary, right out of the machines, right into our real president's hand. And the real president said, well, when are you going to give us the real numbers? And there was silence, everybody. No answer. No answer. There was no answer. And so they waited to see if Crooked Brad would ever give up the real numbers, but he couldn't. You know why? The real numbers were in our real president's hand. Those were the real numbers. Donald Trump was cheated in Georgia to the tune of almost 500,000 votes. He won in the biggest landslide you've ever seen, just like in a lot of other states. And Crooked Brad knew that. Anyway, so then let's fast forward. And by the way, and there's two things happened. So then they indict. They indict our great real president, saying that putting what all these charges that he was trying to illegally overturn an election and all this stuff. Well, everybody, just today, judge squashes 6 charges in Georgia election case against Trump. The ruling says charges that Donald Trump and allies solicited public officials to break the law were not specific enough. It left the rest of the case intact. They said they dropped 6 of these charges. In a surprise move on Wednesday, a judge in Atlanta squashed 6 of the charges against former President Donald Trump and his allies. This was the most nonsensical thing because it proved there was crime. That's because they came from Ratzenberger. You can't make this stuff up. Of course they, so all the big show, all the stuff going, hey, look at Donald Trump tried to, tell Brad Ratzenberger, hey, find these, make up some numbers. No, he wasn't. He was saying, hey, these are your numbers. Aren't you going to look into this? I win the election. If just 2 of those columns, everybody, added up to more than the 11,000 votes. It's just disgusting, Crooked Brad. So Brad, they got dismissed today, but let me tell you some more about Brad. So in 2019 or thereabouts, maybe a little before, 3 Democrats or 2 or 3 Democrats went after Ratzenberger and said the crooked Secretary of State then said, hey, these machines here are illegal. They have the Dominion version down there, everybody. Remember, to me, all machines are created equal. ES and S, Dominion, Heart, they all rhyme. Like my senator here in Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat, she said straight out, we've got to get rid of them. 4 machine companies control all of our elections. So she said, look at the movie Kill Chain, everybody. So did Kamala Harris and hundreds of other Democrats. They've been wanting to get rid of these machines for 2 decades. So anyway, Crooked Brad, they, uh, they go after, remember, Kemp and Brad, they bought $119 million worth of Dominion machines, I believe, in late 18, early 19, thereabouts. And about the same time, the curling case, they take Brad to court, say, hey, these machines are illegal. They're illegal in Georgia, and they are illegal in Georgia. So Crooked Brad says, well, we're not going to change anything before the 2020 election. It's too close. They suppress it. It goes before this judge. I forget what her name is, Tootenberg or something. I can't remember. It's an Obama-appointed judge. And that curling case then, but they let two people look into the machines. One's named Alex Halderman, a professor. He's a lefty out of somewhere up north. I can't remember the state. But he got to look in there. And they looked in and they put out a report. But the judge and Rasmer, they kept the report sealed. They wouldn't show it to the public. They wouldn't show it to anybody. I had Secretary of State, all of them are crooked, most of them, and they trying to get that. One of them in particular is Louisiana Secretary of State, and he tries to get that Halderman report, and they wouldn't even give it to him. And he turned out to be a bad apple over there in Louisiana. His name escapes me now, or I'll put it out there. If I remember, I'm going to put it out there. I got so many names going through my head. There's so many bad people out there, bad actors in our government. The names, they almost all start to rhyme. Rassenberger, Voss, Robin Voss, you know, Kim Hammers of Arkansas, Shane Schuller of Missouri. This case gets going. It keeps going. They hold back the report. We go through the 2020 election, go through another crooked one in 22. And finally, they're going, I think Halderman finally said, hey, we got to sound the alarm here about these machines. And by the way, it went back to crooked CISA, the government. And CISA even holds stuff back. Remember, CISA had Chris Krebs working for him, yeah, and he put out the thing. It's the most secure election in the history, the United States history. Well, Chris Krebs, 3 months later on Morning Joe, they asked him, what is the biggest threat to the United States? And he said, bar none, an attack by China, right down to our local elections, a cyber attack. Chris, it already happened. I hate to rain on your parade. But he got let go at CISA because they tried to escape, though, because he was lying. You know, he told a big lie to the American people, but that's what people remember. Hey, CISA said, Chris Krebs said, it's the most secure election in history. Well, Chris, I guess no one, we didn't make national news that they should put you on the stand, what a liar you are. You know, they didn't do that. CISA goes all the time, goes to states, says, Mike Lindell's the number one threat to the democracy, his conspiracy theories. And so Crooked Brad, it goes all the way up to this fall. And finally, the Obama-appointed judge, everybody, says, hey, we're going to push this case forward because the experts say there's problems with these machines, and they're the experts, Halderman and his other buddy. So they go, and if you look into them, you're not a conspiracy theorist if you question our machines. Gee, if my computer here doesn't work, can I question it? I remember when I was on Jimmy Kimmel, everybody inside the claw machine, the first thing I said to Jimmy, remember when we questioned these carnival games if they were rigged? And he said, yeah, I do, Mike. And I said, yeah, we didn't get sued, did we? You know, let's not forget it. Dominion and Smartmatic and others sued over 200 individuals and platforms and companies like MyPillow for billions of dollars, you know. For what? Because you defamed them because it was an elaborate plot to use promo codes to make money. Really? We're going to see how that goes after tomorrow, after the Supreme Court case tomorrow. So anyway, then that same case for old Crooked Brad. Brad would not, it went to court January 9th, everybody in Georgia. Crooked Brad would not take the stand. The Secretary of State of Georgia would not take the stand. And by the way, everybody, in his election, in 2022, he was polling at 38% the night before the election. 38%. The next day, 51-49. There ain't a poll in the world that's off by that many points. ever. 13 points. You ever see the plus or minus two? Nobody's plus or minus 13, or you wouldn't even have polls. That's called a deviation where you better look into it. Well, we did. And Crooked Brad, they use machines there. Even in Kemp's race in Georgia, you know, you got to realize Georgia's the triple count of crime. Republicans, right down the board. Governor Kemp, Secretary of State, Crooked Brad, Attorney General Chris Carr. You know, it's disgusting. If you're a Democrat in Georgia, you'll end up like that one Democrat down there a year and a half ago in their primary. She got zero votes in her own precinct her and her husband are in. That's weird. You know, see of all these stuff. Well, anyway, that case now in January, they hacked in, Halderman did, with the Dominion machine, with a ballpoint pen, and flipped the votes right in front of the judge. Now, that judge is still sitting on that. She's got to make a ruling, everybody. Now, if you're a judge, wouldn't common sense say there's problems with the machines? The experts say there's problems, okay? And I watched him take a ballpoint pen and hack in and flip the election right in front of me in 3 minutes. What? How am I going to rule? What am I going to do? You guys, that was almost a month ago now. She's been sitting on this. What's she waiting for? I'll give you a clue. November 6th of 2024. She waits till after the election. She needs to rule now and save Georgia. And then the dominoes would start falling. Okay. Well, now there's the Ratzenberger report. I mean, the report, everybody. Now I'm going to give you the Robin Voss report, the second biggest traitor in the country. You know, there's no difference between a traitor and a hero, everybody. Anything you're doing against our election platforms, I'm going to call you a traitor because there's no excuse for it. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, but the ones I name seem to all be Republicans. You know, the Democrats want the machines gone. Go watch the movie Kill Chain if you don't believe me, everybody. You know, this is like, you know, you'd think all these crazy liberal reporters would jump on my back and go, we want what Mike Lindell wants. You know what? Because these reporters, these journalists are cowards and evil. They're part of their bosses are part of the big picture. When they write stories about me now, I have to tell them to make it, you know, you got to bash me more. Your boss won't let you print it. That's how we get the word out. But now we need all of you to get the word out. You need to go to lindellplan.com and you need to support the plan you need to support so we can spend money. Every dime of this is going to be spent money to secure our election. We need to get the word out. This evidence that's going out tomorrow, I need to spread that far and wide, put it on platforms. I'm going to buy email blasts. I'm going to do whatever it takes. You know, just because they won't let the news won't talk about it. And we got to get it further than just the audience watching here or watching Real America's Voice or these other platforms that do talk, that still do speak out about our elections. But it's up to all of you. And if you need to spread it all over your social media, everywhere, every single place. But more importantly, you need to support and donate to this plan because that's what we're going to do in a massive scale. If everybody knows, if all the neighbors of these Supreme Court justices know and the relatives of them and say, hey, you need to save our country. Look at this. Look at this most explosive, shocking evidence the world has ever seen. Ever. This is going to shock the world. But how is it not going to shock the world if nobody gets to see it? We need to get it out there, everybody. This will be the best money you ever spent to save your country ever. It's not even close. Ever. So I'm going to go up to Robin Voss. I don't have to go through, and I don't know how much time I have. Control, how much time do I have left, do you know?
10 minutes.
Okay. We got 10 minutes, everybody. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the Robin Voss report. Remember, Robin Voss has just... if you don't know anything about him, the background of him, he's the Speaker of House of Wisconsin. He's the longest running speaker in Wisconsin's history. Seems like he's been there forever. I know he's been there as long as I ever started voting, which was 2016. That's the first time I ever voted. I was an ex-crack addict, but Robin was in long before that, I guess. Might be 20, 30 years. I don't know. But he's got the lowest voting or lowest polling, I believe, of any politician in the United States. Even the Democrats won't. They hate him. They all hate him. I mean, it's disgusting what the guy's done for Wisconsin and our country. What this guy did, he right after, you know, after the 2020 election, you know, Wisconsin stood out like a sore thumb. That's one of the first place our cyber guys went. And then we went after I had all the Dennis Montgomery evidence, but we also went around the country and we got voter rolls and we validated Dennis's work by actual voter rolls and actually people that voted going, what are these? 22,000 people in Wisconsin voted from the same phone number? Weird, huh? Let's see. 40-some thousand people voted that don't live in Wisconsin, at least according to their voter rolls of the people that voted. Wait a minute. Here's one. 7,200,000 names on their voter rolls. And if every single person in Wisconsin that could register to vote voted, is 4,100,000. Why do they have 3 million names, sir? Why does Robin Voss want to just suppress everything? Well, I met Robin Voss in the summer of 21 at a rally in Alabama, and Reince Priebus introduced me to him. I had only met Reince Priebus a couple of times. So he introduced me to him, say hello, get his phone number, and I find out a week later that Robin had hired to look into the Wisconsin, because I asked him, you know, are you going to check into these election problems that you have in Wisconsin, Robin? And I'm going to look into it. Well, anyway, he hires Michael Gableman, who's an ex-Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. You couldn't hire anybody better. And this guy's a go-getter. I met him like a couple weeks later. Drove into Wisconsin to meet him. I go, I got to see this guy. I got to tell him about stuff that I have. If this guy's going to investigate, I wanted to save some time. Here, I already got the voter rolls. I already dug into for 6 months into Wisconsin and every other place in the United States. So I went there. I met Michael all afternoon. My experts were on the phone with them, cyber guys, telling him about different things. And he's taking it all like a judge would, listening to everything. And I said, are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? He goes, you know, basically said, I'm going to look in. I'll leave nothing overturned, nothing, no stone uncovered. I'm going to dig in. And boy, did he. He was good for his word. You never seen a person so tenacious. He went out there and he went after everything. The drop boxes, the voter rolls, the machines. He did this massive investigation for like, I don't know, 9 months, a year. It was 9 months. So now we get into the spring of 22 and Justice Gableman comes out with his report. It might have even been a preliminary report. He says, I've seen enough. I think it was a preliminary report. He had all these recommendations. One of them was decertify Wisconsin. We're in big trouble. We are in big trouble. Now, they didn't have him on Fox News to tell the whole world about his report. Disgusting. So, you know, I think because then everybody was starving to hear the report, the word did kind of leak out. And then my team went and met with Robin Voss because he wasn't doing anything. Robin ignored the report, basically said, hey, let's shut it down. We got to shut this down. Well, why are you hiding, Robin? What are you hiding? Why would you do this? So the team went up there. We're pleading with them to go before the legislatures to, decertify Wisconsin. You have to look in light of the evidence. You got to decertify the 2020 election. You know, period. And Robin goes, well, you know what? Unless a judge, he said right to the media, we have it on tape. I know there's widespread fraud in Wisconsin, but I can't do anything until a judge would make a ruling. A court would make a ruling. He said a court would make a ruling that there's fraud. Not just people, you know, doing their own investigation. Robin, that was your investigation. That was your investigation. So what happened was then, a month later, I think it was June of 22, the WEC, the Crooked Wisconsin, that's like their Secretary of State. It's a group of, I think it's five, Megan Wolf on there. They come down and they say, I'm sorry, it wasn't WEC. It was the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. The Supreme Court of Wisconsin, a I get the two mixed up. I'm sorry, Supreme Court. I hate to get mixed up with the crooked whack, the election commission. But the Supreme Court of Wisconsin rules that there was fraud in Wisconsin. Made a ruling. Fraud. Stamped it. Fraud. So we went to Robin Voss going, okay, now what are you going to do? You got your ruling. Robin went silent. Now, if you go silent when you just got that ruling, Robin, what are you hiding? What are you hiding? So then Robin, then when Megan Wolf, the state of Wisconsin, tries to get rid of her, voted her out or recalled, I can't remember what they did, fired her, whatever. Robin protected her. That was last summer. What are you doing, Robin? That's weird, too. So, you know what we've had at the state of Wisconsin and the country is fed up with Robin Voss. So just about a month ago, I guess, everybody, we went in there and these great fighters and people of Wisconsin, I went over there and spoke to recall Robin Voss, and they got more than like 10,000 some signatures this last Monday, turned them all in. Well, I just got a report out of Wisconsin. Robin has 10 days to argue this or whatever, and they're already trying to discredit signatures, but they only needed 6,000 some. So Robin's going to have to try and discredit, I think, almost 4,000 signatures. That'd be pretty hard to do.
And Mike, you're at 51.
The media over there is basically attacking the petitioners, sticking up for Robin Voss. And man, now think of this: he's got like a 5%. Favorability rating. It's the lowest, I think, of anyone, even the Democrats, all of Racine County wants Robin Voss gone. The state of Wisconsin wants him gone. The country wants him gone. And they just came out with a report last week. He sits on a CC board. He sits on a CCP board, a communist board. Now we know what he's hiding. This is all, Gateway Pundit did a big article about it. So everybody knows this, but yet they're allowing him to start cheating right out of the gate, and the media is going along with it. Shame on you. Shame on you, media, if you're out there protecting Robin Voss. So anyway, I'm running out of time, everybody, but we're getting Robin Voss, Brad Raffensperger, and hopefully tomorrow wouldn't it be a blessing if those Supreme Court go, this is the case we made for it, and they accept it. But for tomorrow, we need the whole world to see this new evidence. It's going to shock the world, everybody. We need your help. Right now, I'm gonna be getting off here. Go right to LindellPlan.com. Put your donation in and help save your country. I'm telling you, every dime is going to one place to secure our elections, and we've gotten something concrete you can get your thing in. You can get a hold of. We have to spread the word about this evidence tomorrow, and that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to be financing big events to put the evidence out there, anything that could make that could get in the news so we can show, here it is, maybe Fox News. Maybe I go down to Hardee's and have the FBI try and get arrested again. By the way, they still have my phone, everybody. Do something like that. I don't care what would happen as long as the world sees this evidence. Because once they look at it, these Supreme Court justices are going to go, whoa, we got to save the country. Come on in. Everybody, quick vote. Boom, 9-0. Take that, you rotten journalists out there. They're going to write. So go ahead and write some horrible stories about me tonight, because that's what we need right now. Everyone, but thanks for watching Lindell Report. Spread the word. Donate now. Donate, donate, donate. And we will secure our election platforms and save our country. God bless you all. It's been a great week. And let's make it the best week ever.